From Tidbits on March 17th, 2008, this is the audio version of Apple releases 802.11n Airport Express, written by Glenn Fleischman. The venerable Airport Express now sports 802.11n, the fastest flavor of Wi-Fi, while weighing in at a light on the pockets, $99 in the United States. Apple released its revised compact base station today. The Airport Express can also stream music from iTunes over a network through a built-in combo analog and digital optical audio port using AirTunes, a protocol that Rogue Amoeba's Airfoil extends to allow streaming audio from output from a Mac or Windows system. The Airport Express was introduced in 2004 as a cheaper alternative at $129 to the then-pricey Airport Extreme base station, introduced the previous year at $299, while adding the audio streaming option. When the 802.11n Airport Extreme was released in February 2007 at the current $179, the Airport Express remained in the catalog with no changes, except a drop in price to $99. The 802.11n draft standard, currently certified by industry trade group the Wi-Fi Alliance, has reached enough equilibrium that you should be able to mix and match so-called draft-n devices with the certified label from different manufacturers. Increased range is a key advantage of 802.11n. Multiple internal antennas can extend the distance by which you can get a useful signal by a factor of 2 to 4. Apple is claiming just up to twice the range. The Airport Express is among the cheapest devices to handle both the 2.4 and 5 GHz frequency bands. The 5 GHz band is notably useful because of the relatively low usage by consumers. The 2.4 GHz band is in heavy use by Wi-Fi networks, shares its space with other purposes, and has less spectrum allotted to it than the 5 GHz band. The new version of the Airport Express still has the same limitations as the old. The built-in USB port handles just a single printer that you can share over a network. This 802.11n model can't share hard drives or multiple printers. For that, you still need the $179 Airport Extreme, or a $299 for 500 GB, or $499 for 1 TB time capsule. Apple promises that up to 10 users can access the base station at the same time. 50 can ostensibly simultaneously use an Airport Extreme or time capsule. The Airport Express also includes just 10/100 Mbps Ethernet, which will shave off the top possible speeds available with 802.11n. In my testing of the Airport Extreme and Time Capsule with Gigabit Ethernet, I found that using 100 Mbit Ethernet could shave as much as 50% off the top rate and impose other internal speed limitations among Ethernet and Wi-Fi devices. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.